Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our spring membership drive. More about that in a minute. First, joining us now is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner and has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. It's a delight to be with you.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our spring membership drive. And remember, listener support, listeners just like you, is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60 a month, a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, the subtitle being Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores, you cannot order online, but you can get it right now by going to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher for 89.7 NPR News right now. We need you right now. You know, Jonathan, a lot of people think that to be a saver, to be an investor, to be secure is what everybody wants. But a lot of people think you have to have a lot of money to do that. Huh. And you've talked about and poo-pooed the notion that you have to have $1 million in retirement savings or even a half a million or whatever it is. Tell us what your thoughts are about who's lucky enough to be secure in their old age.
Well, you have to have some savings. And ideally, you will own your home with little or no mortgage on it. But a number of years ago, I was looking into, you know, crunching some numbers. I'm formerly a CPA, which means can't possibly add. but I was crunching some numbers, and I found that contrary to what the mainstream media and the big financial institutions and all that were saying, who, you know, are often designed to scare people into, you know, intended to scare people into doing stuff, that you could retire on a lot less than had generally been thought. Generally, people say you have to, you know, retire on 80% or 90% of what your pre-retirement income was. Some say 110%. So I really did an exhaustive analysis of it. And so I put out some in the media, I put out a thing that said you could retire quite nicely, not lavishly, but quite nicely off 60% of your pre-retirement income. Well, I started to get a bunch of people who were offended by that in the media to contact me and said, well, you know, that can't work. That doesn't work. I said, I'll send you my data. So I sent them the data, and then gradually over time, and you know, I'm widely published, widely reviewed. I don't mind that they don't give me credit for their things. Suddenly, all the money magazines, the big city newspapers are saying, you know what, you can retire on a lot less than had been thought, and it means yes, you have to have some savings. You probably have to have $100,000, $200,000 in savings, plus a home. But that it works. Here's another thing, because you know I'm here for two reasons. One is to encourage your generous support of WOSU, but secondly is to give you some notion that don't listen to the naysayers that you can take control of your future. I did another analysis. Man, did they jump all over me for this? Here's what it is. It's called gradual retirement or phased retirement. You come up to getting near retirement age and you don't like what you see. You'd like more income. And so I analyzed this. And I analyzed somebody who would retire gradually, but retire enough to support themselves, no longer contribute to any retirement savings plans or other savings for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. And the media said that's impossible. I showed them the data, and they came out with the same conclusions with no attribution, but I don't care. 1 year, if you work one more year than you had planned, the amount of money you can withdraw from your savings is increased by 10% for the rest of your life. Do it for 3 years, it's increased by 25%. Do it for 5 years, it's increased by 40%. If you delay Social Security, that's a big issue. People are collecting Social Security too early. I'm going to Washington next week to meet, you know, in a big conference in Washington talking about the problem of people collecting Social Security too early. But if you delay Social Security 1 year, it's going to increase your Social Security income 6 to 8%, and for each year thereafter on top of that. It makes a big difference. So these things, you know, the numbers don't lie. And I think that should give people some encouragement. I hope it does. And I'm encouraging you, by the way, to take advantage of these exclusive tools, not only the Money Smarts book, which Ann spoke about, but also the two planners that are available individually for a $10 a month pledge or $120 one time. It's the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Either one. Take your choice. We will discuss them in more detail shortly, I'm sure. But suffice it to say, they're confidential reports. You fill out a confidential personal profile. Takes less than a half hour to complete, either on paper or online. Send it to me. I'll send you a report that's one of a kind that you can understand. It'll give you hope, and it will be very, very agonizingly trustworthy. And many people, in the past anyway, have taken advantage with a great show of support to WOSU with $20 per month sustainer level or one time $240, and you receive a whole kit and caboodle of these items, but both planners and the book, as well as a subscription to Ponderings, my weekly e-newsletter. And you actually get two copies of the book. One is the soft cover book itself, which will come your way, as well as the a coupon entitling you to one download of the book on the net, on the web, as it were.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about personal finances with PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can check out our Facebook page and post a comment or question there. We love the callers' questions. We love listener questions. Hopefully you get at things that I care about, but can't ask myself of Jonathan Pond, because I can't take advantage that way. But you can. You can call him right now. And the reason, that's how we set up this program. It's not by accident. It's very, very purposeful how we operate All Sides with Ann Fisher. There's always a calling component. There's always a listener component. We care about what you think. 1-866-897-9678. Now call that number and tell us that you care about, that we care about what you think. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Jennifer Honeycutt in Westerville. We appreciate your support, Jennifer. Let's get some more calls in right now. 1-866-897-9678. If you have a question for Jonathan, 614-292-8513. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. Think about what you spend $5 a month on any given month. Is WOSU 89.7 NPR News and everything it brings into your life every single day, is it worth $5 a month to you, $10 a month, $20 a month? Let us know. Make your pledge right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Rich in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Rich.
Hi, good morning. I had a question as it pertains to Social Security. My wife and I are thinking about retiring in another 5 to 6 years, but we don't want to completely retire. We'd like to find something maybe 15, 20 hours a week to work, you know, just bring a little extra pocket money in. And I was wondering how long-term that would affect our Social Security.
Jonathan Pond.
Okay, Rich, what are your ages, by the way?
Oh, sorry. Rich?
That's okay.
43, and my wife is 41.
Okay, does one of you have a considerably higher earnings history than the other?
Right now, well, my wife's income has just ballooned over the last few years. Prior to that, it was somewhat the same.
Okay. All right. I'll explain in a moment, but every additional amount of money you earn, even if you're collecting Social Security, is beneficial insofar as you should be receiving a higher benefit. It's a complex calculation, certainly. I would think, though, you do are penalized in the short run by earning money between 62 and 66 if you're collecting Social Security. You're, in essence, sacrificing Social Security benefits. So if you're still working at that point, you'll probably, unless you're making a very small amount of money, want to wait until 66. Most people, anyway, should wait until 66. Remember, once you collect a lower check, it's a lower check for the rest of your life. And the reason I asked about disparate earnings histories between spouses is if one spouse, and that's not uncommon, mm-hmm. has a considerably higher earnings history than the other spouse, then you would want the higher earning spouse to wait as long as possible, ideally until age 70 when you have to start collecting. And the reason for that is very simple. If the higher earning spouse predeceases the lower earning spouse, the lower earning spouse will get the higher benefit. So that could be very important later on in life. So, and again, delaying Social Security. Almost three-quarters of the people in the country collect Social Security before full retirement age. Half of them collect the first month that's available. Now, if you absolutely need the money, that's one thing. But other than that, and it's just not me, it is, you know, the Social Security Administration that I'll be speaking with next week, they're worried about the implications of waiting. Of not waiting, of collecting too early. So it's an individual situation. You don't make a mistake if you collect early, but it's going to result in a lower lifetime income. There's no way of getting around that. And it's a tough decision, and it's one that you should analyze carefully. Don't listen to people that say, oh, you know, you collect early and, you know, it takes you 11 years or 14 years to break even. Those kinds of things assume you save the money that you're collecting, which mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does. So I'm glad Rich brought this up and I could talk a little bit about it. Fortunately, those that take advantage of the Money Smarts Financial Planner, I know your situation, your relative ages, and I could advise you more specifically on when you might want to collect Social Security. Important decision. There's a lot of misinformation out there about it, and hopefully that will be something where you can make the right decision. Like some financial decisions we make, once you make the decision, there's no turning back.
Rich, thanks a lot for that call. It was a great question. Lots of retirement questions. As the baby boomers age, it's got to be an increasing part of what you talk about, right?
It does. I mean, those numbers are breathtaking. Mm-hmm. I think it's 72% collect early. The benefits grow by 6% per year for the rest of your life. Each year you delay collecting from 62 to 66, and then 8% a year for each year you delay collecting from 66 to 70. And by the way, one minor point, and that is that every month you delay, they recalculate it not every year, they recalculate the benefit every month. So every month you delay results in a higher lifetime benefit. And, you know, I find a lot of people who are admonish people to collect early are those that, you know, have something to sell them, quite frankly, some product they want to sell people. So I would be careful. This, again, rife with misinformation in this area.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're devoting the hour to the issue of personal finance. My guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS personal finance expert. This is our spring membership drive, and we need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day, just like All Sides with Ann Fisher, Morning Edition, All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support. Believe me, we need your help. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift or a great group of gifts from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make that pledge right now. Don't wait until the end of the hour. It takes just 2 minutes. They'll be very, very swift. For a one-time gift of $120 or a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond sends you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That's for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. You save money, you know, putting away $1 at a time. And we help bring you the shows that you love and depend on every day by racking up those memberships one at a time. Everybody matters. You matter to us. 1-866-897-9678. Join the best club in town. Or you can get the best deal of the day for a pledge of $20 a month as a sustainer. You will receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner, a personalized investment planner, both of which are updated every year. That's a $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and show your support right now. It's the first day of our membership drive for the spring, and let's get it off to a good start. 1-866-897-9678. And Dave in Worthington, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have two quick questions, and then I'll hang up to listen. Many baby boomers are starting to move down from their housing, and do you recommend paying cash for their house if available, or to take advantage of the historical low mortgage rates and invest the difference? And then the second question, what's your opinion on the reverse mortgage for that type of situation?
And Dave, before you go, I just want to be clear, you're talking about people downsizing into smaller homes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Jonathan Pond.
That's one of the most salubrious trends that I've been observing in housing for boomers. Many of them are starting to downsize in their 50s, and that can be a wonderful thing. I mean, it's just so many people insist on staying in the home. I don't know why. So their kids might visit or grandchildren might visit. Who, you know, you can put them up at the Ritz with what you would be saving by downsizing. And also, you know, think about Pond's Law of Bedrooms. And that is, the more bedrooms you have in your home, the more likely it is you're going to have adult children moving back in with you in your dotage. So, but seriously, downsizing can make a lot of sense. And to the extent that you free up some cash, what do you do? It's not an either-or decision, Dave. Nothing in your financial life is an either-or decision. I find that with low rates, you might want to hold on to a mortgage, but not pay it off over 15 or 30 years, to pay it off rather rapidly. On the other hand, taking a lot of equity out of a home to invest, even though interest rates are low, that's not a slam dunk. That's not an assured thing. So I would probably, as a general rule of thumb, if I'm downsizing, put half or more of the cash into the house and take out a small mortgage with every intention of having that paid off in 5 or 10 years. You get a little bit of an interest deduction and what have you. Reverse mortgages, nobody under the age of nobody who's less than in their 70s should consider a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is really a late in life trump card for people who want to stay in their home but need some money. It's really being abused by people, because you can get them as young as 62, by people who are using them as a source of retirement income. That, to me, is a dangerous situation. Plus, the fact is, if you take one out in your 60s, a reverse mortgage, you'll be horrified by how little you will receive as a monthly payment on your reverse mortgage. I think they could work for people who are 80 or 85 or whatever, who want to stay in their house, running a little short on money. But before then, I'm just not a fan of these at all. And I am kind of shocked at the ads where you see aging stars of stage and screen touting reverse mortgages. There is a lot less than meets the eye with reverse mortgages. And as a matter of fact, there's enough abuse in there that the government is now requiring people to get counseling on reverse mortgages before they take one out. So that's it. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave, for that call. Thanks to David Riley in Worthington for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher, for your support of 89.7 NPR News and all the great programming that you hear every single day. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you want to talk with Jonathan Pond, if you want to show your support, the number is 1-866-897-9678. Give us a call. It takes just 2 minutes to show your support. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It doesn't take any time at all. You'll be back listening to the show before you know it. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Remember, these thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. It makes him feel good. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I have some emails. The first one is from Alex. He says, I made a pledge earlier today. Thank you so much, Alex. He says, my question is about the strong dollar and what we should expect this year. Tell us what the strong dollar means. That's in comparison to what's going on in Europe, right?
Yes. The skinny here is that a strong dollar is disadvantageous to U.S. multinational companies, companies that do a lot of business overseas. And as a result, we're going to start to see some earnings surprises, as they say. They're reporting in April and probably into May. Corporations are reporting their first quarter earnings. And you're going to see some of these large multinationals are going to suffer. Their earnings are going to suffer. They're not going to generate losses, but their earnings are going to be declining from where they were in the past. That's the expectation. Conversely, a strong dollar is advantageous to foreign companies that export a lot to the United States. And that's why there was a news report this morning that European stocks are at seven-year highs. Who would have thunk? You know, European stocks were the bad guys of the investment markets. They had done very poorly, but now they're coming back. All the more reason you want to stay diversified. So that's the issue on the strong dollar. It's not something you want to play in your personal investments, other than making sure you have money invested in foreign stocks. But it will have an impact on the markets for the foreseeable future.
email from Lou, who asks, with the coming change in interest rates, should I move some money out of bonds?
Lou, that's been a recommendation going on 5 or 6 years. We're very early into 2015. People are scared to death about rising interest rates, and yet, so far this year, this short year, first quarter, bonds are outperforming stocks. I think rates are going to rise very, very slowly, and I think the specter of rising interest rates has been baked into the expectations of the market. So I'm not sure rising interest rates are going to be that deleterious to bond prices. That said, I would stick with fairly short and intermediate maturity bonds or bond funds. Don't go out and buy 30-year bonds right now. There are a couple of areas that are particularly attractive in markets like this, I think. One are so-called floating rate bond funds, floaters. And the second are multi-sector bond funds, where the manager can go out and invest in a variety of different markets, both here and overseas. I like them as a kind of a defensive mechanism in this instance. And by the way, this is getting pretty complex what I'm talking about. But I want to bring up the Money Smarts investment planner, because it will recommend these kinds of investments now for you, because not only does the Money Smarts investment planner show you how, based upon the questions you answer and what we know about you from your responses, it knows not only how you should be diversifying your investments, and you may want to reduce your exposure to bonds in this instance. It may recommend that. But it's also going to recommend specific mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that are picked in just for you. I don't think there's anything like this anywhere. The big financial institutions, it's one size fits all. This isn't the case with the Money Smarts investment planner. And I should also get back to the Money Smarts financial planner. Mm-hmm. And note that there's no overlap between the two, and I think that's why many of you will take advantage of the combo. And the financial planner is different. It covers the many areas of your financial life, getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, managing your debt before it manages you, planning your estate, making sure you have a will, a little bit on investing, certainly minimizing income taxes, overcoming the college challenge. If you've got kids that are going to college, if you don't have kids, I don't waste your time. Your report is customized just for you. So what I'm suggesting is taking advantage of both of these planners will give you a nice summary covering all areas of your financial life, since the investment planner looks in-depth at investing, as I mentioned.
Thanks to Jill Cohen in Worthington and also Mara Castricone in Columbus. Give us a call if you want to show your support, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Don't wait till the end of the hour. Do it right now and show your support, 1-866-897-9678. And thanks again to everybody for supporting 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Can you talk a little bit about same-sex couples now? We know that the Supreme Court's going to be addressing the issue of marriage, but still a lot of people are in limbo. They're in committed relationships. Do your financial planner, your investment planner, do they address, are they useful for same-sex couples?
Are they useful for same-sex couples?
Yeah.
But they're useful for people in partnered relationships.
Right, okay.
To give you an idea, Anne, of how complex the analytics are in these planners. We look at the laws of the laws pertaining to estate planning and other areas in each state. So, an Ohio resident, partnered couple or same sex married under federal law, they have the same benefits as well. They should. Mm-hmm. And it does vary according to state. You're going to get an up-to-date summary of what the situation is, and I'm very proud of our ability to deal with unique issues for people in varying relationships, because we have a lot of blended families, a lot of different financial and family situations, and we deal with those. A single parent, for example. You know, what are the regulatory issues surrounding that? Regulatory issues surrounding same-sex couples, unmarried same-sex partners. What are the issues? We're dealing with that. It's complex, but we try to get it down to a situation that you can understand.
It's amazing these days that people will buy homes with someone that they're not married to. They're in committed mm-hmm. relationships. It's more and more common. What are your recommendations in cases like that?
What you have is a very, very detailed living together arrangement. They used to be called cohabitation arrangements. I think I like living together better. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can be done. You have to deal with a number of issues that are probably unique to the couple. We will talk about that in the planners mm-hmm. In general terms and suggest that you go to an attorney who is experienced in this. And I think it's perfectly fine. But just like anything else, if the relationship dissolves in some fashion, there has to be some provision for dissolution. And if there are children involved, that is another layer of decisions that need to be made. But, I'm a big fan of home ownership, and there's no reason why unmarried couples shouldn't be owning a home. And whether it's titled in joint name or single name or whatever, that's a legal issue, but it's something that is going to be easy to overcome.
Help make this hour a great success. 15 more calls or online gifts this hour will make it a success. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Think of me. Remember the romper room lady. If you want to hear your name on the air, I'll say your name on the air if that's something you've dreamed of me saying. Give us a call. 1-866-897-9678. Just like Jill Cohen in Worthington or Mara Castroconi in Columbus. I want to say your name on the air and thank you personally for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. You're laughing, Jonathan Pond. You remember the romper room.
No.
She never said my name. You know, I wanted to...
Yeah, that's right. but I would say the friendly volunteers there will also, if you don't want your name read, they will be happy not to give it to
you. Right. You don't have to listen to me say your name on the air, but give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, this is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our spring membership drive. We need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day. We thank people personally on the air if they so choose, because it's a personal thing with us. And it's got to be personal for you, too. This is how you spend your days. Maybe it's only 15 minutes a day. Maybe it's an hour and a half a day. Maybe it's a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night on the way into work. Whatever it is, it's personal. Radio is a very personal medium. And we want to thank you personally for showing your support. 1-866-897-9678. We can do that by saying your name on the air. We can also do that by giving you thank you gifts for your pledges, depending on how much you do pledge in support. There's different levels, one to fit every pocketbook. $5 a month is a sustainer. $5 a month as a sustainer. That's about a cup of coffee or a one-time gift of $60. And we give you the book, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. You learn the 5 keys to a secure financial future. You learn to take control of your debt and focus your eyes on the retirement prize. You learn how to protect your money during tough economic times. Jonathan Pond has probably learned a thing or two himself since 2008. It's a public broadcasting exclusive, not available in bookstores or on the web. $10 a month is a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. The Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner, plus Money Smarts the book and subscriptions to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. And then at the $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240. The Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo, where you get everything, the whole kit and caboodle all together. And Jonathan, we've talked about it before. I don't think, you know, one person doesn't necessarily need all these things at the same time, but one person could get them at the same time and they'd make great gifts, graduation gifts,
oh, exactly.
Wedding gifts. These are important things, important issues. And not everybody deals with it very directly, and you do.
I do, and I think people are, judging from the mail that we receive, are really happy that we deal in a very positive manner with people, because, you know, people have been through tough times, and this is a financial sacrifice of sorts for them, but they're delighted with what they receive, because, you know, they've used the word hopeful, helpful, understandable. Several people said, you know, my report is like you're sitting in our living room dispensing advice that's just for us based upon a really thorough knowledge of our financial situation. Well, I've devoted 25 years of my life to this. It's a big undertaking. I do hope you'll call. I am honored to be able to help you with these. Now, the way these planners work, very briefly, because we strive to please. In the next 20 minutes, we want to get you up off your couch and over to the phone. And 1-866-897-9678. But what happens is, after you make your pledge, WOSU will send you the planners as well as the book, if you receive it at that $240 or $20 a month level. You'll receive the planners, and you can have a choice. You can fill them out on paper, or you can fill them out online. It's completely confidential. We don't even require last names. We don't require addresses unless we mail the report, because you receive them. You can fill them out on paper or online, and you can request that you get your report back on paper, nicely bound, or online. Most people would prefer to get them online because they get them back more quickly. Is there a deadline in filling out the questionnaires? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. The deadline is in the next 19 minutes or so. Because, as Ann is wont to mention from time to time, there are people who inevitably call the office and try to sleaze their way into these. And we are very polite and say, no, you need to go back to the station and with your tail between your legs and request this if it's available at the time. So
exactly.
So we're going to – this is a big job for me. But it's a labor of love, because I really like helping people. I really like giving people advice that they can trust in an environment where so many people can't be trusted. There is so much biased or just plain erroneous information out there. I think this is a breath of fresh air for people, and if you can take advantage of both of them, perhaps give one to a family member. Mm-hmm. But if you fill out both questionnaires, as many do, there is no overlap between them, and there is no deadline to filling them out. The deadline is making your show of support here to the great people at WOSU.
Yeah, and I often mention giving them to children, but you could also give them to parents, elderly parents. You said people up to into their 90s use the planners.
They do. It's ranged from the late teens into the late 90s. It's interesting. It skews somewhat female. We do know some things about the people. It skews somewhat female, which I think is interesting. I mean, not high 50, 56, 58%, something like that.
Uh-huh.
The financial situations run the gamut. Some people are in pretty good shape, and we say so, but we always come up with some ideas. And others are challenged, but we don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a priority list. Everybody gets a priority list. These are the top things to do.
Right.
Because I'll be quite frank, the average report will contain about 60 recommendations, and you're going to look at that and say, oh, no. Well, you know, most of them are pretty low priority, and we say so, but some of them are very high priority, getting your wills in order, increasing your savings, which we suggest you do gradually, in diversifying your money a little better. Mm-hmm. Than you have been. We help you if you've got debt issues, for example. So there are a variety of of ways that you can show your support here, ranging from $5 a month up to $20 a month. The wonderful Central Ohio, Ann keeps mentioning the Central Ohioans. I hesitate to think what the people at the extremes of the state might be, but the wonderful Central Ohioans are there waiting for your call and can explain some of these matters to you. Just dial 1-866-897-9678.
Thanks to Gregory Abel in Columbus and also Ashley Howard in Reynoldsburg. 13 more pledges to go this hour. We have over 15 minutes to go. We'd like 13 more pledges, and you will make this hour a success. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. $5 a month is a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60. You get the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You get the Money Smarts Financial Planner. Also, the Money Smarts book and subscriptions to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. At the $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you could get the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Again, that exclusive customized report plus the book plus this was the newsletter subscription. At the $20 a month sustainer level or a one-time gift of $240, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo. That's everything together. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now. Tell us that you care about what you're hearing today. I always love to see and read what people do care about and what shows they do care about and what they're interested in. It's always fun to see that people are so engaged. Thanks to Jacob Davidson and Lewis Center. 12 more pledges to go this hour in just about 15 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. And with David Reed in Columbus, thanks to you for your support as well. 11 to go. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks so much to David Reed, Jacob Davidson, Ashley Howard. All of you are what make this radio station work. Jonathan Pond, I have an email from Dave. He says, what is your opinion of using deferred income annuities as a source of retirement income? First, Jonathan, could you tell us what deferred income annuities are?
That's an interesting question, Dave. Deferred annuities in general, are too often sold to people who don't need them. I'll say that, and your planners will talk about if you indicate an interest in annuities in one of the questions. I'll quote chapter and verse why I think you might not need them on circumstances where you would need them. Deferred income annuities are a recent innovation, and they're getting very attractive. What these are is you put money away, say in your 50s, and you collect nothing on it until, say, your 70s or 80s. And what they do is you put, you know, a relatively modest amount away, but although it would be tens of thousands of dollars, that's not so modest. Mm-hmm. But since you don't collect anything between now and the time it will collect, that's deferred income. Mm-hmm. The emolument you'll receive in your at 80 or 85 will be very substantial in relation to what you did, because two things happen. One, the insurance company has that money to invest for 10 or 20 years. Secondly, you may, I'll use the scientific term, belly up in the interim, in which case your estate in most instances will get nothing. But at least later on in life, when you may be running short, you don't know. But this could empower you to spend a little more money along the way. You're going to have that lifetime emolument later on in life. So relatively modest amount of money in exchange for a less modest, a fairly generous monthly or quarterly income should you survive to that period of time. So I think they're attractive. They're fairly new. I would wait a couple of years to take advantage of them, because the insurance industry, they're like lemmings. They'll go in there now and start driving better deals because more and more companies will be getting into it. So I think in a couple of years, they're going to become even more attractive. And with any annuity, remember they're interest rate sensitive. If rates go up, chances are you get a little better deal. So I like deferred income annuities as a way to provide for the uncertainties later in life, like long-term care insurance, sometimes called nursing home insurance. You know, maybe something worth considering. Actually, I will in your financial planner, Money Smart's financial planner. If you indicate that you're interested in long-term care insurance, I will provide a very detailed but brief, mercifully, analysis of your situation and indicate whether or not you're a candidate for it. Because some people don't have enough money to be able to afford the policy. Some people have enough money so that they could afford to self-insure. Some people are too young. Some people are too old. Mm-hmm. I will tell you exactly what I think about it, and much to the horror, I might add, of people who may sell these products. But I want to, you know, I'm beholden only to you. I don't, you know, there's no financial benefit to me in these. My commitment is to public media. I've been doing this a long time. I am honored when you support your station. I feel it's a big obligation to be able to give you the best information I can. And I just it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I just like doing it. I like what public media does, not only for you. I mean, you're listening here. Chances are you have been blessed financially. The thing I talk about accessibility. You know, WOSU is the most accessible educational resource in your community, and it deserves your support. If you want to help not only yourself, but the many members, too many members in our communities who don't have the benefits that you have, they have access to it. And that's important. And that's worth your support. And that's well worth my effort to get you this information out. You know, I may be Pollyannish. I've been doing this a long time. I'm not going to stop. And I do hope that in the past, you know, the people, the supporters of WOSU are wonderful. They're awfully smart. Mm-hmm. They're awfully generous. And if you can support at the $20 level in these waning moments, $20 a month sustainer level or one time $240, you'll receive everything. And you'll receive my eternal thanks, and you will, and I will be honored and obligated to provide you with the best information I possibly can to help you and your family achieve a better financial future. That's what we all want. Mm-hmm. It's within your grasp. I don't care how hopeless your situation is. I don't care you think you got, you know, tons of money. I'll show you things that you don't have. We had a guy. And a long time ago, he was in Silicon Valley. He had an income of nine figures. I mean, it was just astounding. And he wrote me. He said, you know, I have a lot of money. I mean, I was absolutely shocked. And he said, I got all these high-priced advisors. And you pointed out some things that my high-priced advisors had overlooked, like certain areas of insurance. You know why they didn't? Because they weren't going to get much commission on it. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what your situation is. I'm gonna give you encouragement and some I think pretty good advice.
1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or you can go online to WOSU.org. Either way, it takes about 2 minutes of your time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Scott Butler in Canal Winchester and also Rebecca Ogden in Columbus. Thank you so much for your support this hour. 9 more pledges this hour to go and about 8 more minutes. Give us a call right now. Don't wait. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now. I have an email from Diane. I want to get to at least one more email, Jonathan Pond. She says, okay. I made a gift I just made a gift and got the retirement planner. I got the planner a few years ago, but my financial situation has changed a lot in the past couple of years, and I need new advice. Specifically, my husband retired early, unexpectedly, due to an illness, and now I am the sole breadwinner. He is 62, and I am 61. I wanted to retire at 62, and he was going to keep working. That was the plan. I hope to still be able to retire someday. She's a testimonial to how things change.
They sure do. Diane, it's of little solace to you, but 40% of the people in this country retire involuntarily. You can lose your job. That's what most people think. But health of the individual or health issues with a family member, there are so many. And that's part of what you have to look at these contingencies. We talk a little bit about them in these planners, that you have to look at not only the best case scenario, that everything works for you, but a somewhat less than ideal situation. You're also, Diane, a poster child for taking advantage of the planner again, because your situation has changed.
Right.
The rules and regulations have changed. Tax brackets have changed. You know, everything changes, and it will provide you with I think more confidence about this. What will probably, in retrospect, be a temporary setback in your financial planning. But you have to prepare for these things. And I really appreciate your candor in calling in with your message, and know that you're in a very, very heavily occupied boat, although it doesn't seem like that.
Thanks to Raymond in Westerville, and also Joseph and Irene Kennedy in Newark. Seven more pledges to go, and just about, 6 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and help us make that goal of seven more pledges this hour. I need seven more people to click on their phone, pick up their phone, or go online. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it
so much.
We have an email from Bill and Marion, and it's a very generalized thing, but I know that this is like somebody's kind of reaching out to get a little bit of that hope. He says, what do you recommend for someone with a large college debt as well as a credit card debt amounting to close to maxed out?
You know, this is interesting. The Money Smarts financial planner is in the sweet spot of your situation, because it's not that uncommon. And what I'm going to say is controversial. I would slow down repaying the debt and save some money, probably 40% of whatever is left over each month, and put that toward savings for the future. Paying down debt is no fun. It's not good for the soul. But saving for the future, even though it's going to take you longer to pay down the debt, is going to make you feel better about your financial prospects. You're like Diane. You are in a Bill and Marianne. You are both in a common situation, but it is surmountable. You know, everybody has been through financial problems in their lives. You seem like you're alone, but you're not. And that's I think that's the most wonderful aspect personally, is the mail I receive from people who say, you know, I did this 4 or 5 years ago, and I do it every year. And every year there are less things that we need to do based upon your priority list. And we're really feeling like we've overcome the hurdle and we've got a bright financial future. And that's what I want to do. That's what we all want. By the way, you look at this as a win-win situation. You're helping WOSU assure a great financial future and to bring you the programming every day of the year. It's an investment that pays dividends every day of the year. And in turn, you're according me the privilege, because I do consider it a privilege to be able to help you in your financial future as well. So please call in now, 1-866-897-9678. Whatever whatever fits your pocketbook, from $5 a month to $20 a month, please do so.
Thanks to Steve and Carol in Columbus. Just six more pledges to go before the end of the hour. We have 2 minutes, and that's plenty of time. It's exactly enough time. So pick up the phone. We just need six more people to pick up the phone right now. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. I want to thank all of the listeners who sent in such great questions today, as usual, better ones than I could come up with myself, because you're out there, you're in the trenches, and you really know what's on your mind, and I appreciate it so much. You bring so much wisdom to this program. Show your support now, too, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and support our spring membership drive. It'll only take a minute. I want to say thanks to Jonathan Pond, PBS personal finance expert, for all your support of public media. Jonathan, it's been great talking to you again. I always look forward to it, and thank you so much.
Well, it's been wonderful for me, and I thank everybody who has supported WOSU and the calls from Rich, Dave, Diane, Alex, and Bill and Mary Ann. Thank you so much.
Thanks to everybody. So make that call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Once again, that number is 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for your public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. And thanks so much for listening. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you.